The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on July 28th, 2022, entitled, Why Talk About Other Religions? Last week, I wrote an article which concluded with the following paragraph, quote, "One of the many aspects of Judaism I appreciate is the ability to conduct halachic archaeology. In other religions and cultures, asking why do we do XYZ will often be met with a shrug, or worse, with a non-answer of tradition. In Judaism, there are always answers, and it is always possible to conduct research to find them." End quote. A friend of mine posed the following questions in a series of sequential Facebook comments abbreviated here. Quote, "Why do you think this is a difference between Judaism and other religions and cultures, rather than a difference between thoughtful people and the masses in many religions and cultures? At least speaking for myself, I am more confident in my knowledge of the good of Torah than in the things other cultures and religions are missing. How do you know that they lack the value, that value, at least as an ideal? Even if other cultures had a similar value, how likely would you have heard of it? Flipping the question, how likely would an outsider be to know that Torah is chachma-based, wisdom-based? More importantly, what is the need to look outside and make the comparison? What is lacking if we merely had gratitude for being part of a system which values this, without raising the question if others have the value too? I guess this is a special case of a broader question. Why do we sometimes focus on the contrast, for example, Shelo Asani Goy, thanking God for not making me a Gentile, or Asher Bacharban Mikol Ha'amim, who chose us from among all the nations, etc.? What do we mean by it, and what does it add? What would be lacking if we only reflected on the good that we have, Sha'asani Yisrael, who made me a Jew, without worrying how it stacks up with other people's good?" End quote from my friend. Strictly speaking, my friend is probably correct. Other religions and cultures may indeed have a contingent which can answer the types of questions I raise. Perhaps other religions and cultures do share the same value of chachma that we have in Judaism. Perhaps there's no need to look outside of ourselves. Perhaps we should focus exclusively on our own good. Yet, I am nevertheless compelled by my pedagogic experience and intuition to make such statements anyway. When I was a high school teacher, I taught many students who were in conflict about their Judaism and or their conviction in God. I was not at all bothered by such students. In fact, I often found that they were more intellectually honest in their quest for truth than many of their peers. But you know what really irked me? When they expressed their doubts and questions by saying things like, "I'm not so into religion," or "I have questions about religion," or "I don't think I can accept religion." This bothered me. A lot. I would ask them, is your question about religion in general, or is it a question about your religion of Judaism? Sure enough, their question was always about Judaism in specific. Upon establishing this, I'd ask, so why are you expressing your questions and doubts as if they are about religion in general? This was a rhetorical question. I knew the answer. In their minds, Judaism was basically no different than any other religion. And since they were raised in a secular and anti-religious culture, many of their objections to Judaism were raised in the framework of generic religion. Because I taught so many kids like this, I got into the habit of emphasizing that Judaism is not an ordinary religion. Was this rhetoric on my part? Yes. But I felt that this rhetoric was necessary in our day and age. I did not want a single one of my students to waltz through their 4 years of high school making the mistake of lumping Judaism into the same category as other religions. I wanted to ensure that any time they felt an anti-religious impulse, they would ask themselves, is this a problem I have with religion or with Judaism? Does Judaism actually hold this, or am I making assumptions? To answer my friend's question, yes, I can only speak with any degree of authority about Judaism. Perhaps I would be better off only talking and writing about what I know, without making assumptions about other religions and cultures. And yet, even though I am currently not a high school teacher, I feel compelled to continue doing my part in this ongoing culture war by differentiating Judaism from other religions. If such distinctions prove to be inaccurate but lead readers to question their assumptions and delve deeper into Judaism, then I have done my job. And I have Hillel as my precedent. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.